The mention of Major Ferreira snapped the two children to attention, and a gloom descended over the schoolroom as Tomas struggled with the next page. It was essential for a Portuguese child to learn English and French if, when they grew up, they were to be accounted gentlefolk. Sarah wondered why they didn't learn Spanish. But when she'd suggested it to the Major, he'd looked at her with utter fury. The Spanish, he had answered, were the offspring of goats and monkeys, and his children would not foul their tongues with their savage language. So Tomas and Maria were being schooled in French and English by their governess, who was 22 years old, blue-eyed, fair-haired, and worried for her future. Her father had died when Sarah was 10, and her mother a year later. And Sarah had been raised by an uncle, who had reluctantly paid for her schooling, but refused to provide any kind of dowry when she had reached 18. And so, cut off from the more lucrative part of the marriage market, she had become a nursery maid for the children of an English diplomat who had been posted to Lisbon. And it was there that Major Ferreira's wife had encountered her and offered to double her salary if she would school her two children. "I want our children to be polished," Beatrice Ferreira had said. And so Sarah was in Coimbra polishing the children and counting the heavy ticks of the big clock in the hall, as Tomas and Maria took turns to read from Early Joys for Infant Souls. "The cow is Sabler," Maria read. "Sable," Sarah corrected her.
"What's sable?"
"Black."